Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for November 28th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading videos series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today is Giving Tuesday. According to the official Giving Tuesday website, Giving Tuesday was created in 2012 as a simple idea, a day that encourages people to do good. I encourage you to make a donation to your favorite charity, but also to a favorite charity of a friend or even a stranger you admire for their work with that charity. It is a day of giving and a chance to give back to some of the many blessings we in the financial markets have had bestowed upon us. Today we have episode 2 of our Futures Discovery series hosted by Cortez Draper. We are a bit behind in this series, but we will be ramping it up in the coming weeks. Episode 2 is about the importance of clearinghouses and features an interview with John McPartland of Hidden Road Partners. We also have episode 26 of JLN's Options Discovery video series hosted by Esma Awas. This episode is titled A Deeper Dive into Zero DTE Options Trading. Jonathan Zayans, Senior Derivatives Analyst at Cboe Global Markets, discusses his recent paper, The Rise of SPX and Zero DTE Options. Also, there is a print interview I did with NASDAQ EVP Kevin Kennedy about the launch of the Geminex options market in NASDAQ's AWS cloud infrastructure. The interview is titled NASDAQ's Kevin Kennedy discusses Geminex's launch on AWS cloud, highlights latency improvements and future cloud migration plans. A report published yesterday by Acuity in collaboration with ION titled Strategic Workforce Development, Talent, and Technology highlights significant challenges in the derivatives industry workforce management. The study reveals that 84% of firms in the sector find it challenging to hire younger talent, with this issue intensifying over the past 5 years for more than a quarter of them. Notably, clearing operations face the most severe talent shortages. The high-pressure environment and the competitive appeal of other sectors are major deterrents, although the reasons vary across different regions. In response, nearly half of the firms are turning to automation and technology investments as a solution. This strategic shift seems promising as 83% of those who invested in post-trade technology report a marked improvement in employee satisfaction. The New York Post reports, quote, the Vermont man charged with shooting 3 Palestinian college students has been fired from his financial services job just 4 weeks earlier, as it emerged that he previously served as a Boy Scout leader. Jason Eaton worked for CUSO Financial Services and had been an assistant scoutmaster of a Boy Scout troop, though the troop is now defunct and he was not registered with the Scouts at the time of his arrest. The BSA has banned Eaton from registering with the BSA and, quote, proactively placed in the volunteer screening database, permanently preventing his registration or participation in the future, the New York Post reported, the BSA saying in a statement. The Allstate Maui Invitational, a premier early season college basketball tournament, Kuemper Sports and the college basketball community raised $1.7 million for Maui wildfire relief and recovery efforts. The Purdue Boilermakers won the tournament, which saw the number one ranked Kansas Jayhawks lose. Thus, the Boilermakers have moved up to number one in the national rankings for the men's basketball. Exchanges worldwide have been ringing the bell for climate as of November 26th. The Ring the Bell for Climate Campaign 2023 runs alongside the days of COP28, the United Nations Climate Change Conference, taking place in Dubai November 30th through December 12th. View the list of member exchanges of the World Federation of Exchanges and their affiliates who are participating in the Ring the Bell for Climate campaign with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories in the previous edition of JLN Options were stock market fear gauge tumbles to nearly four-year low that makes some traders extremely nervous from Market Watch. Billions wiped out as stock safety trade on Wall Street misfires from Bloomberg, and NASDAQ bets on boom in zero-day options with new contracts from the Financial Times. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the story mentioned earlier. NASDAQ's Kevin Kennedy discusses Geminex launch on AWS Cloud, highlights latency improvements, and the future of cloud migration plans. NASDAQ has been moving its markets to the cloud, and it recently announced Geminex had moved to its AWS cloud infrastructure. John Lothian News interviewed NASDAQ Executive Vice President Kevin Kennedy to discuss the launch of the latest NASDAQ market. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another video from our FIA Expo 2023 coverage. Aventis CEO Travis Schwab highlights growth and innovation at FIA Expo 2023. At FIA Expo 2023 in Chicago, John Lothian News caught up with Aventis CEO Travis Schwab to discuss the company's latest developments and industry insights. Schwab shared the significance of extending Aventis' relationship with Philip Capital, emphasizing the growth in the Asia-Pacific region and validating the strength of their partnership. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's our episode 2 of Futures Discovery. Clearing the Way, the essential role of clearinghouses in the futures exchanges. In this episode of Futures Discovery, we venture into the realm of clearinghouses, commonly referred to as central counterparties, CCPs. These pivotal financial market infrastructures are instrumental in ensuring the smooth operation and resilience of the global financial landscape. Join Cortez Draper, our Futures Discovery host, as he unravels the essential functions of CCPs and their crucial role in futures markets. Included in this episode is Cortez's interview with our subject matter expert, John McPartland of Hidden Road Partners, who talks about the function and purpose of clearinghouses. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's the latest episode of Options Discovery. Options Discovery, Episode 26, a deeper dive into zero DTE options trading. Jonathan Zayanez, Senior Derivatives Analyst at Cboe Global Markets, discusses his recent paper, The Rise of SPX and Zero DTE Options, and more with JLN's Esma Awas. In this episode of Options Discovery, Esma Awas discusses a hot topic in the options industry today, zero DTE trading. This episode includes a breakdown of what zero DTE options are, how they were introduced, the benefits of trading zero DTE options, and more. Esma then sits down with Jonathan Zayanez, a senior derivatives analyst at Cboe Global Markets, where he discusses his recent paper, The Rise of SPX and Zero DTE Options. Jonathan also digs deeper into the different topics of zero DTE trading. You can download Jonathan's paper with a link in today's newsletter and watch the video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CNN. The headline, New Maps Show Where Snowfall is Disappearing. Snowfall is declining globally as temperatures warm because of human-caused climate change, a new analysis and maps from a NOAA climate scientist show. But less snow falling from the sky isn't as innocuous as having just to shovel less. It threatens to reinforce warming and disrupt food and water for billions of people. Climate scientists say the future of snowfall is pretty clear. A warmer world driven by human pollution means precipitation is more likely to fall as rain than snow, all else being equal. My comment, you're going to have to travel farther and farther north to go skiing if this keeps up. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the best savings accounts for kids and teens looking beyond your local bank can pay dividends. Every parent wants to teach their children how to handle money wisely. Stashing pennies and nickels in a piggy bank is a great way to start. But when it comes to lessons about budgeting and interest, you may want to open a savings account. Since you typically must be 18 to open a bank account, many financial institutions offer special custodial or joint accounts designed to be managed by a child with adult supervision. But not all kid accounts are created equal. My comment. Kids today will never have the pleasure of having a savings account passbook like I had as a kid to keep track of transactions. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was How to Fix a $2.2 Trillion FX Risk After 50 Years of Trying, an opinion piece from Bloomberg. Second was John Lothian, that's me, commentary, Electronic Trading to AI, JLN's Path of Non-Price-Oriented Risks in JLN. Third was our Markets Wiki page for Rama Pillay, who accepted the Kilt Challenge at IDX earlier this year to raise money for Futures for Kids. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the New York Times. The headline, Gold Bars and Tokyo Apartments, How Money is Flowing Out of China. Chinese families are sending money overseas, a sign of worry about the country's economic and political future. But a cheaper currency is also helping exports. Affluent Chinese have moved hundreds of billions of dollars out of the country this year, seizing on the end of COVID precautions that had almost completely sealed China's borders for nearly 3 years. They are using their savings to buy overseas apartments, stocks, and insurance policies. Able to fly again to Tokyo, London, and New York, Chinese travelers have bought apartments in Japan and poured money into accounts in the United States or Europe that pay higher interest than in China, where rates are low and falling. The outbound shift of money in part indicates unease inside China about the sputtering recovery after the pandemic, as well as deeper problems like an alarming slowdown in real estate, the main storehouse of wealth for families. For some people, it is also a reaction to fears about the direction of the economy under China's leader, Xi Jinping, who has cracked down on business and strengthened the government's hand in many aspects of society. Here's another story, this one from The Atlantic. The headline, The Case That Could Destroy the Government. What was once a fringe legal theory now stands a real chance of being adopted by the Supreme Court. This Wednesday, the Supreme Court will hear a case that poses the most direct challenge yet to the legitimacy of the modern federal government. The right-wing legal movement's target is the administrative state, the agencies and institutions that set standards for safety in the workplace, limit environmental hazards and damage, and impose rules on financial markets to ensure their stability and basic fairness, among many other important things. the case Securities and Exchange Commission versus Jarkissi threatens all of that. Terrifyingly, this gambit might succeed. And then here's another related story. SEC's in-house enforcement powers at risk in U.S. Supreme Court case by Reuters. A challenge to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's powers that protect investors from fraud comes before the Supreme Court on Wednesday in a series of legal attacks against federal agencies that regulate financial markets. The justices are due to hear arguments in an appeal by President Joe Biden's administration of a lower court's ruling restricting the SEC's power to enforce security laws through the agency's long-standing in-house tribunal system. The case involves hedge fund manager George Jarkissi, who the SEC fined and barred from the industry after determining that he had committed securities fraud. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.